There's two readings this morning, Genesis 1, 26 to 27, and then Galatians 3, 26 to 29. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female created them. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Jesus Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Okay, this morning we are going to talk about equality. And before we move on, let us pray. Grace and loving God, thank you. Thank you for what you are doing here. Thank you for your love, and we thank you for your word. Every moment we pause to reflect on what you are saying to us about equality, we pray that you would speak to us by your word through your spirit, and that we may have great appreciation to be more equipped and transformed in order to serve you and reach out to the community here and beyond. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior and our Lord. Amen. All people are equal. It is a fundamental value of most Western democracies. And it is a fundamental for our democratic system of government. The idea of equality is a very popular idea in our society, a positive one that people want to be associated. Probably most of people would say that, yes, I agree that people are equal and should be treated equally, even if we don't necessarily agree entirely on what that means. But perhaps the more complicated question is, does our society treat everyone as equal? We have to say, probably not. We may think of men and women, are they treated equally? On the big picture level, I might say, yes, surely it is illegal to discriminate on the basis of gender. Women can do anything that men can. But at the same time, there are still arguments around issues like whether women actually paid equal to men, or a way that society tends to objectify women and make them feel valued only the object of beauty rather than anything else, something that we don't do with men. In terms of gender pay gap in Australia, women earn on average $242.90 per week less than men. The difference between women's and men's average weekly full-time equivalent earnings is influenced by a number of factors. However, it is clear that the gender pay gaps in favor of men are a common feature of economies worldwide. Think about how recently women are allowed to vote. Many cultures also limit women's ability to own property, make their own decisions. Only 2.5 years ago, Saudi Arabia just allowed women to drive. What about racial equality? Again, here in Australia, discrimination on the basis of race is illegal. But what happens in practice? How many more obstacles do people from obviously different ethnic backgrounds face? If you see an African-looking man wandering around your neighborhood, you may be likely a bit wearier than you to do that for the white. I'm not sure about what statistics are in Australia, but in America, they have done the studies show around the race and employment. And they show a black man with a no criminal record has about the same chance being offered a job of as a white man with a criminal record. It is very significant prejudice, isn't it? It wouldn't be surprised there is some sort of unfairness happened here in Australia as well. Beyond the division of gender and race, people might be treated unequally on basis of your family, your education, how much money you have, can you afford a good school, do you have a right connection, do you speak and dress the right way, what about you, if you are too old or too young, and are you actually treated equally? You see, most of the people like the idea of equality, but the reality is a bit more difficult. Racial equality has long been a feature of human society, divided between us and them, with them somehow inferior. In the black slavery is an example of that. Not only they treated inferior, but many people genuinely believed that they were less intelligent, less capable, less valuable, perhaps even not fully human. The attitude of European emperors to the native people was much the same. The idea of the white man being more advanced, the civilized had a responsibility to tame those savages. As we should have well known precisely, that sort of attitude, the treat of Aboriginal people in Australia, master, forcing them from their land, seeking to wipe out their cultures. They were not treated equally. What about the social and economic equality? We see that the hierarchies, wealth and power have been dominant in every nation, in the past and even now. Few with all the power in money, everyone else little. Going back to the past history, Egyptian pharaohs, Roman emperors, through the kings and nobles in the Middle Ages, and even today, in some society, your place and role is very much determined by birth. Some have money, others don't. Some of the Gulf states where princes control all the money from oil, or others live in the poverty doing all the work. The nation that follows Hindu religion, the logical conclusion of Hindu teaching come with a structural inequality. If you are on the top in the caste system, you are up here. And if you are one of the bottom, you are right down here. And this is partly brought about by the idea of reincarnation, coming back and back again. If you come back to the top, you are meant to be there. If you are sinful, doing things bad in the previous life, then you ended up, you are down on the bottom. And the people on the top feel absolutely okay with being at the top. So this is a place where culturally inequality is there via religious philosophy. Today, we are talking about equality. Some people might say that the human has always known that we are equal. The idea of equality is the universal truth that should be self-evident. But we only have to look around the world and back in our history to see that the idea of equality is often completely absent. In practice, we haven't quite lived out well, knowing that the notion and practice sometimes be divided. So equality is not self-evident. At this point, we pause and look into the life of Jesus 2,000 years ago and recognize Jesus coming to the time and place where people were not of equal value. and that Jesus taught and treated the people with equal dignity and worth. The question we naturally ask is why? Why did Jesus and the early church treat people as equal, and where did that idea come from? This idea is sprung from Genesis 1:26-27. We read this. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them. Here is the key. God made us in the image of Himself. Not just male, but also female. Not just Jew, but also Gentile. Not just the rich, but also the poor. Every human being. All humanity has the stamp of God on them. Every single one made in the image of God. That's what Genesis 1:26-27 says. There is no exception to this. The whole scripture echoes this idea. You are of a worth because you were created by God, reflecting the image of God. As a part of court worship, Greg read the Psalm 139:13-16. This is the one written by King David. And he developed this concept by saying, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me," which is God. "God, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." That's us. Male and female, rich and poor, Jews and Gentiles. This means that whether you are brilliant, powerful, and wealthy, or poor, disabled, or seemingly unable to contribute in certain ways, you are of equal worth. It is the truth we believe and hold to. As we have mentioned, at a time where they believed in structural inequality, Jesus taught and treated the people in a radical way. Jesus brought inequality in an unequal society. And give an example of what Jesus says in Gospel of Matthew 18:10-14. Jesus says this: "See that you don't despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he's happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that didn't wandered off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish." I guess in the practical and economical sense, you don't do that, do you? But this shepherd leaves the 99 sheep and goes after one lost. I think this passage, the passage like this, give a clear indication that Jesus believes everyone matters. Paul, St. Paul, Apostle Paul, really follows this focus through. And he writes to the churches in Galatia and reminds them that in Christ, all the old barriers and classes have been broken down and destroyed. A particular statement he made in Galatians in chapter 3:28, in which he confronts three structural inequalities that were set up in those days. Can you see that? Inequality about nationalities, Jews or Gentiles. Inequality regarding class, here and slave or free. Inequality regarding gender, male or female. He says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In other words, you are all equal, no matter your nationality, no matter your class, no matter your gender. When we stand before God, this is who we are. When we read this passage today, we can nod our head saying, yeah, that makes sense. But we could imagine that in Paul's day, as he wrote those words and read it amongst the churches, that would be like a red rag to a bull for many readers. Something that would be totally contrary to the world in which they grew up and lived within. We live today in the blessing of equality that Jesus brought. As scholars have looked over the development of human history and the importance of the individual, they have found that the teachings of Jesus and the early church, Christian church, are fundamental to the idea of equality. In the Western world, where wealth, power, social standings and prominence lifts some above the pack, leaving many feeling insignificant, irrelevant, we all need to hear this message clearly, and we need to communicate it clearly. Everyone matters to God. Not because of what you have achieved, or who you know, or your number of Facebook friends, or Instagram followers. Christianity does not teach that you matter because of how you perform, but you matter because God created you and loves you. John wrote to his friends and said in 1 John 4:10, this is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. This is a real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. God created you in His image. God loves you. And God wants you to know that you matter. You are important. You are special. You are loved equally, and nothing you can change that. That's why God sent His Son, Jesus. And that's why Jesus gave His life to every single person on earth. Everyone matters to Him. This value has changed the world, and it will change our life. Amen. I was going to sing this song, but I am going to play the music. It is a well-known song. Jesus loves the little children. While the musicians are coming up and to be ready, it is reasonably short. Let us listen this song. And you can hear the words here in terms of, you know, the teachings of Jesus, equality.
please stand.